Welcome to Real Estate of Mind, a Farbman Group podcast. Welcome to another edition of Real Estate of Mind. I'm Andy Gutman, and I'm here to talk today about performance reviews. This is your Leadership Minute. So as we reach year-end here at the Farbman Group, November's upon us, and before you know it, the holidays, we start to look at how did we perform during the year. Now, in past years, our company, like most companies across the globe, participated in year-end performance reviews for our employees. This year, we are trying something a little different. We are not providing any performance reviews. We have switched our methodology. Now, each year prior to this, after reviews, we take a look back at how they went, how the company felt, and whether they were helpful in the most important aspect, which is, you know, the purpose behind the reviews is to drive better performance from the employees and the company itself. But do the reviews actually do that? And that's a question we've wrestled with for quite some time. Because we found that what really happens is when you review the employee, even when you have a very positive review, it still triggers great disengagement with the company. You're put on the spot one time throughout the year and asked to talk about how you performed the whole year through. And what we've found in many cases is you could have something that occurred early in the year. Someone had an issue they dealt with. It didn't turn out right. You had to have a positive discussion on how to engage that employee and to turn around the issue at hand and improve it, make it better. But here you are in December, talking about an issue that occurred way back in January, and you're reminding the employee of that mistake. Nothing positive can come of that. So what we've really gone to throughout the last several years is a requirement of our supervisors that they meet with their employees minimally once a month. So you're never 30 days out on what their performance is and how we can right the ship if they've gone off task. We also, long ago, implemented the Rockefeller Habits, or ROCs, as we call them. So each month, an employee will, minimally each month, will engage in reviewing what their big goals are for the month. And these are goals that move the dial of the company, and everyone has them. It's not the day-to-day performance. So if an accountant is responsible for closing the books for a certain property every month, that is not one of their goals. That's just an expectation to start with. But if their goal is to provide some key performance indicators that help ownership better understand the trends of their property, that could be some form of ROC for them for that month, the quarter, the year. But everything is focused on moving the dial for the company. And we find by doing that, employees do know where they stand at all times. If you're talking to an employee minimally once a month about performance and how they're doing, how they're achieving their goals, helping them to achieve their goals, waiting until year end for review is unnecessary. And so for the first time, we are trying this out. We're not the first company in the world to do this, but we certainly we believe we are ahead of the pack in turning this around so that all year long employees feel engaged, a part of the company, not like someone whose supervisor's sole goal is to judge them on their performance. Another thing we're very excited about that ties into that is January 1st, or maybe the 2nd, the first business day anyway, we are kicking off a new software package called Visby. And Visby is a wonderful way that they can input their goals into a software system that provides its own KPI, provides graphs and charts so you can see how you're performing, and it allows our employees to not only gauge their personal goals, their work goals, but also their personal goals, which is pretty exciting for them. So, you know, in January, a big goal for most of us in America is to shed the weight we took on in December. Holidays certainly add pounds to us all. And so not only are we going to track our business goals that we'll rely on, but our employees will be able to track their personal goals. And what the system allows us to do is differentiate that. Employees can make that private, so we as employers can't look at that. But if they want us to understand what they're struggling with, having access to those goals, if they are trusting and know that we will treat that trust with the respect it deserves, is pretty exciting for them, because we can not only help them with their work goals, but make them a well-rounded person by trying to be cognizant of all the things that they're trying to achieve, which I think further helps them gain trust with the company. So it's an exciting time here at Farbman. We really believe that by eliminating reviews, now keeping in mind we are not eliminating raises and bonuses, we feel like we have a good handle on what employees should be making and are asking for their feedback on that currently. So we know going into year end what their expectations are. But we will be doing a follow-up leadership minute in January that will showcase how well or not well this new idea went. So with this in mind, we're very excited for a review-free December and a positive end to the year for what's been an exciting and record-setting year in many of our departments. Our brokerage team just keeps rolling in the deals and has had the most successful year I've ever seen in our history. So it's an exciting time to be here. We want that momentum and that pride and happiness to continue. So on behalf of the Farbman Group, this is Andy Gutman talking about performance reviews in the Leadership Minute for Real Estate of Mind. Join us next time for another wonderful edition of Real Estate of Mind, a Farbman Group podcast.